Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Question Reality. My name is Priscilla Leona, producer and host of the show, and we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. For 9 years, we have been ranked the number one entertainment career advice internet radio show worldwide. Yes, 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 yes. Now, this show is for you. Perfect show for you if you are questioning your career reality by considering, or if you're currently pursuing a career in the entertainment industry. And our guest on the show will help you by providing advice and tips and resource information on how and what it takes to successfully pursue a career in a wide variety of show business jobs. Now, guests on our show include, we've got Emmy winners, Grammy winners, Tony Award winners, reality TV stars, producers, directors, casting directors, talent managers, agents, screenwriters, actors, can't forget the actor, the voiceover actor, singers, songwriters, comedians, novelists, script supervisors, stunt people, special effects directors, and we throw a damn entertainment attorney in there once a year because you are going to need one. Now, if you don't ever need an entertainment attorney, that means you aren't where you're supposed to be. So we throw them in there to inspire, motivate, and encourage you big time because they talk money. They're the money people. They're talking about the money and the big connections they make. So, as a matter of fact, we're going to have two huge entertainment attorneys on. I believe one is in November, yes, and one is in December. And they rep huge people in the music business as well as the acting world. So you might want to check our website to make sure that you know what day they're coming on. I don't even know what day they're coming on. And also, we have John Blythe Barrymore coming on. If you don't know the last name Barrymore and you are in the acting biz, you better go back to class 101 because this is the scion. This is the descendant of Lionel Barrymore and John Barrymore. You know, It's a Wonderful Life, blah, 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 blah. He's Drew Barrymore's brother. So he's coming on and he's going to tell us all about the Barrymores. And he is coming on. You know, I'm not going to tell you what day he's coming on. You're going to have to go to my website. You can see all the other cool people that are coming on. And that is questionrealityradioshow.com, not LA Talk Radio. That's where we air the show. But questionrealityradioshow.com is where we have all the guests. Okay. Now, what's special about this show is that all of the guests have been selected because they're at different stages of their careers. Very important. From celebrity status, obviously, the Grammy and Emmy and Tony Award winners, to professionals who are almost there. And then once in a while, we throw on the novice or the beginner. And that means that we'll definitely have someone on the show who'll be able to answer your show business career questions for sure, because you're in one of those categories. If you missed any of our shows or you need advice about a specific career, they are listed by career and name of the person and their website. So you have to go to our archive page on the latalkradio.com website. Again, that's the latalkradio.com website. And then you can search for the title of our show, Question Reality, or by my name, Priscilla Leona, and you'll be able to download and listen to me 24 damn hours a day. You can't get much more of me. I'm coming at you. You're like, oh, God, I'm so sick of her. Oh, if I hear that whiny, shrilly little voice anymore, I'm going to commit suicide. I know, I've heard it before. Okay, so all of the Question Reality shows are also available on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher.com. And please make sure to get your newly designed free mobile app, or our newly designed free mobile app. It's on the homepage of the latalkradio.com website on the right-hand side down the bottom. We got a ton of great shows, music shows, how to learn guitar, how to learn other musical instruments. And if you have psychological issues, there's Dr. Michelle who's going to hook you up. get you on the right road, on the path to righteousness with your mental health. She's so cool. She's been here as long as I have, 9 years. So for sure, check out the rest of the shows. Finally, if you want to be a guest or refer someone to be on the show to promote themselves, their products, help listeners with your sage career advice, we are currently booking for January 2018. You know, we're always booked 6 months to a year in advance, so sorry, but it's better to be booked. And then if you have a tour coming up or if you have a feature film that you got to do or something, you can always cancel and reschedule, but it's always better to book ahead, and then you can. I have no problem with people rescheduling. So go to our official website, which is questionrealityradioshow.com, not latalkradio.com, questionrealityradioshow.com, and click the contact link to submit for interview consideration. And that is the end of my show introduction. I'm so glad because I cannot wait to tell you about the guests that are on this show. Two little hotties. Got two hot boys on the show today. You know I love my young boys. You know I love them. And this is a great East Coast kind of connection we have going on here. They're in New York, and their names are JV and Tiege. They are rappers, MCs of hip-hop, rap, and R&B music. And if you want to check out their songs, you might want to go to the website and listen to their latest one, which is called Turn It Up. And they are on star1ent.com. That's star1, and then ent.com, star1ent.com. And they've got their latest song on there, their bio's on there, but I'll tell you a little bit about them now. They evolved during the golden age of hip-hop, and they've been friends for a very long time. I mean, it seems like everybody on the East Coast, once they're friends, you're like friends for life. Out here in California, I'm going to just say, probably get some hate email, but I'm telling you, it's very transient out here. People, you know, meet and you hang out for a while, and then you just drift away into the sunset, just gone, poof. You know, that's what I love about the East Coast, because they're tight and they remain friends, even, of course, in the Midwest. But West Coast, you got to catch up on the bonding and staying friends for life thing. So they wrote the rhymes together that would eventually become their signature brand of music. And both of them, they believe that what they're doing is just more than rap. It's like music on a mission. And what I find so cool about this is that they donate a portion of the proceeds from album and clothing sales to the City Mission Backpack Program. And oh my gosh, who doesn't love people who donate their money? I think everybody in the world should donate their money, whether they want to or not. It should be like a donate. There's a big pot, like a big lottery, right? And if everybody donated like $1, and then if you needed it, you could just go and get it out. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm a communist. I don't know. It's kind of, I don't know why I think like that's very communistic, isn't it? I don't know. I didn't say that. Retract that statement. Okay. So their role in the community on the top of their rhymes has basically led them to make like serious appearances on Albany Broadcasting, Fuse TV, and it landed them guest spots hosting a local music video show called CR6, which is a throwback to MTV's TRL. I think I had a friend that worked on TRL. I can't remember. It was so long ago. On top of all of their appearances, JV and Tiege have also played with pop acts. Now, I love this woman, Natasha Bedingfield. Who doesn't love her? They played with Sugar Ray, and hip-hop favorites Coolio with his crazy little hair going on. I love his hair. I feel like cutting it off sometimes when I look at him. I have like secret fantasies or something wrong with me. Why do I want to cut their hair? I don't know. And City High. Now, with a couple of releases under their belts, including their well-received project, Stay Fresh, JV and Tiege are back with their new release. And who doesn't love this phrase? Turn it up. I love that. Jamming on FM radio, and it's streaming on platforms worldwide. And the last information that I got was that their official music video was currently in production, and it was planned for a summer release, a commercial release soon. Now, that was a while back, so we're going to find out if it was actually released already and where we can watch it. And that was the little teaser. We're going to talk to them one little baby second. They're anxiously standing by in New York right now. But I got to tell you just two little things. One, 80s pop star Ron Anthony, he was on Stevie B's label. He is in development and will launch a film channel on Roku. And he told me he currently needs a lot of film content. He needs shorts, features, documentaries, animation. He's accepting all film genres. And in order to submit, he gave me permission to tell you his email to send it to. They can't talk, but we can. @gmail.com. They can't talk, but we can @gmail.com. That's also the website address. They can't talk, but we can inc.com. And you must tell them that it is a personal referral from the show, me, Priscilla Leona, and the show Question Reality. And he will accept your submission as a courtesy to me. So please, if you want to get your film on the Roku channel, submit it. And you never know. They'll consider it. And if they put it on, then bully for you. Lastly, Michael Ajakwe. You know, he was on here a couple weeks ago. Emmy winning TV producer. He's a four-time NAACP Image Award winning playwright, theater producer, TV producer, veteran comedy writer for Martin, Sister Eve. He's also been a writer-producer for TV1's Unsung music documentary series, having done Image Award-winning profiles on Denise Williams, Ray Parker Jr., Sly and the Family Stone. By the way, if you go and look for it, you're going to see me and Ray Parker Jr. doing a duet. What song? It wasn't Ghostbusters, his famous one. It was... oh my God. Oh, I think it's I'm in love with the other woman. Yes, I think it's that. So anyway, yes, me and Ray Parker Jr. did a little duet. It's there. It just happened at a party, so you can Google it. Okay, so four of his, what's happening now is very exciting. His latest pilot was picked up by BET, and it's called Beauty and the Baller. Beauty and the Baller, and you have to watch it. It's fantastic. It is on the BET cable network, Centric TV, and it started July 22nd, 10 o'clock. So please check it out, Beauty and the Baller, BET. Lastly, very quick, I was just brought aboard as a judge for a new online film festival called No Strings Attached, enews.com. So please go and check it out and consider submitting your film, because what I love, as with JV and Tej, they donate. Every entry fee is 5% goes to the sponsorship of Cheers to the Warrior Foundation, which is a veteran charity foundation. So that is very important to me, that money always go back to charity. I'm all about paying it forward. Talking about paying it forward, let's forward this show and bring those two hot little guys on the show. I've already had fantasies that they're both sitting on my lap. I gotta stop it right now. Welcome to the show, boys. JV and Tej, how are you?
Doing great. How you doing? Hey, Priscilla, what's up? It's Tej here with you.
Woo! How you doing?
That was the old East Coast connection. We're coming through.
Wait a minute, I think I was doing a Jersey accent, though, or that could be, they're interchangeable, right? How you doing? That could be New York, right?
That works. That's not bad. It works.
How you doing? All right. Well, I am so excited to have you guys on the show. I was so happy when little Michael Stover said, can I book these boys? And I listen, of course. hours to the music before I make my decision, and it was so fantastic. I listened to that song. Let me tell you, love this song, and for many reasons, but my favorite reason, I gotta tell you guys, everybody knows if they listen to the show that I am obsessed with Kim Kardashian. I cursed the day I wasn't born as a Kardashian. I don't know why I was denied my rightful ownership in the Kardashian clan. And your song, Turn It Up, has a couple naughty words in it, but I love it because I'm a naughty girl. But they give a shout out to, or not a shout out, I don't know what you would call it, like in the rap world, but it a fist pump. I'm going to go like Jersey fist pump to my girl Kim Kardashian and Kanye. Right?
That's right. You know, I got to turn it up like Kanye and Kim.
That's right. Yeah. So of course, you're not hating on the girl, Kim. So I'm very happy. Most people are. So let me tell you why. Tell me what the song is about, first of all, and why you wrote it, what it means to you. And you have to tell me how you ended up putting Kim and Kanye in there, because you could have chosen another rapper or other couple, like maybe Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Sure.
Why my obsession, Kim Kardashian? Mm-hmm. And
well, let's
yourself.
See.
Who's
so,
going to take that? Jay,
you
Jay,
got
is
it.
That
yeah,
you?
It's Teej here. It's Teej here, Priscilla.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Turn It Up, you know, it was a little bit more about just turning up the music. I mean, that's a real simple one, right? If you hear the song that you love, that moves you, obviously you're going to turn it up. But a little bit more, if you drill down, it's kind of like turning up your life. You know what I mean? Taking it up a notch or two and trying to, you know, take everything you're doing to the next level. And, you know, so the reference to Kanye and Kim, I think I say break the internet like Kanye and Kim, you know, and that's, you're just trying to get to that level where you're making enough noise and you're doing everything right that everybody's paying attention. So that was kind of the shout out to them because, you know, love them or hate them, they know how to get everybody's attention.
Yeah.
Absolutely. God, I love that you gave them some cred. Yes.
Yeah, yes. Why not? Right. I mean, they're doing their thing. And listen. A lot of people are paying attention. You know, I mean, I think more people that hate them tune in than actually like them. You know,
love them or hate them, they know how to put themselves out there and market like crazy.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know. Well, you know the genius behind that. We got to give some 10 little poppy seeds to Kris Jenner because that woman is Kris Jenner Kardashian. I'm not sure where she's going by now. But Kris, the momager, that woman is a marketing genius. And that is such a huge thing to have on your team, whether you are in the music business or the acting world. You've got to have a team, and you got to have somebody that really believes in you. And in this case, obviously, it's their wonderful mother. But it's so important to have that. That's a little tip. Obviously, it sounds logical. So, but just to let you know, absolutely. Because look at Kim. She doesn't sing. God bless her heart. She tried, and she doesn't act. She's tried again. But she's famous for being famous, and that is so important. So find somebody to pump it up and turn it up for you too. Now, let me ask you, what type of response are you getting from the fans and new listeners on Turn It Up's release?
Well, this is JV. So the crazy thing is that the most love we're getting right now is in London, England.
You know,
streams and it's crazy.
Oh my god,
so
people like that. You know what's happening? You're having an opposite of a One Direction situation, because remember when One Direction was on the X Factor and nobody knew who they were? They were boys that were rejected from even being on the show, and then there's a fight between, of course, you know, Simon Cowell and that other girl, the Pussycat Doll girl, saying who discovered them, but they put them together and then they blew out the United States and Europe, and then they went back, being British. So you guys are doing it opposite One Direction style, which I love. How did it get so popular in London?
Anyway.
How did it get so popular in London? How did it gain such a following in London?
Well, you know, we did a couple of promos out there, and believe it or not, you know, the big thing now, it's all on Spotify's playlist. And a couple of hot London playlists actually picked up our song.
you know, like playlist that had, you know, thousands of followers. And it just grew from there. So, you know, the spins grew, and I think we're up. I mean, it's not a lot. It's a lot for us, but I think Turn It Up right now, it's got about 15,000 streams, and the majority are coming out of London because we're on these hot London playlists.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Now, when you say playlists for the people who are over 30, let's just hit them with some knowledge. Let's just drop the knowledge on them. When you say playlist, it's just like when you have your playlist on your iPhone or on your iPod, which is long gone the way of the dinosaur, but that's what it means, correct?
Yeah. So what's big on Spotify now is so, like, you know, you can go to, like, Snoop Dogg has a playlist, and you can subscribe to his playlist and listen to what he is loading onto his playlist. And all these hot DJs and all these radio stations and clubs, DJ Khaled, you know, they're all making their own playlist, and they're breaking their own music now, you know. So you just tune in to DJ Khaled, and he puts the 15 songs that he thinks are the hottest in the country right now, and that's what people are tuning in. Like, DJ Khaled has, you know, 2 million people subscribing to his playlist. They want to know what he's listening to. So if you get on a hot playlist like that, it can really change the game for you.
Wow, I've never heard of that. This is all new information coming in the Question Reality pipeline right now. Did not know that. Not too, you know, I'm not hitting the millennial world too often. So this is very important information. I had no idea. So, for example, boys,
that's
tell
why
me.
Why we're here. Know,
you know? Yeah, that's it. Well, you know, so are you saying that I'm currently obsessed not with Harry Styles' music. I love him. Like, I was never a One Direction fan, but I saw Harry Styles on the Graham Norton show in England, and I love this guy. So you're saying if I went on Spotify and I typed in Harry Styles, I would see all the music that Harry Styles listens to. That's what a playlist is.
You could. I mean, he could have, I don't know, you'd have to check, but he could have multiple playlists, and he could call them different things, you know, and you could subscribe to his channel, or you could subscribe to his playlist, you know, like, yeah. DJ Khaled, he's got more than one playlist, so you could subscribe to all of them, and he could have, like, top trap songs, top hip-hop songs, top old-school songs, and you could subscribe to any playlist that you like.
What's a top trap song? T-R-A-P, what is that?
Like trap music from, like, a, you know, South Atlanta?
Yeah.
Trap music.
Oh, are you
That's
saying
big right now.
Track? T-R-A-C-K?
Trap.
Or T-R-A-P?
No, T-R-A-P, trap. You're learning
son
a lot tonight, Priscilla.
Son of a bitch! You know I haven't listened to anything since 1989. So, come on, guys. I am, like, learning here. I'm like, What? All right. Well, hey, I love it. I'm out with George Michael and with the trap music. I got to get with the time.
You can get Aerosmith and Run DMC on your playlist.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, you don't even want to know, boys. It would be like putting you in a torture chamber if you listen to my playlist. I got Engelbert Humperdinck up in there. I got Karma Chameleon. It would be like sending you to Guantanamo Bay and playing my playlist. You don't want to hear it. No trap music on there, but who knows? Okay, so what? The single Turn It Up obviously has had the major national airplay charting. How has this helped propel your music career forward? I mean, what is it doing for you? Where has it taken you?
Well, you know, this is JV. You know, we're real excited about Turn It Up and then what it led into. We just released a new project that's titled Five, that's out on all music platforms. And that was really the lead single going into this EP. And this is without a doubt our best work, our best hip hop stuff that we've done. Real, like, laid back, but also has that party vibe to it. And it's really grabbing a lot of attention, but we just recently released it on the 4th of August. So we're just starting to really push this whole new EP, and Turn It Up was that lead single to bring us into the EP.
Oh, okay. And the Turn It Up, the information that I had was that you guys were planning on doing a commercial release of the video. Did that ever happen? I mean, summer's not over. So what happened with the video?
It's not over. Well, you know, we pushed the video back a little bit. We're still, it's still in the works, but, you know, we really spent a lot more time on the EP, and we really wanted to get the music done before we started to focus on the video. So the EP release kind of was pushed off about a month and a half, and now that that's done, that's out, we can now, you know, kind of regroup and focus on the video. So we still got time. We've still done some work on it, so we're still looking for, like, a late summer release on the video.
Well, I'm hoping you hurry up with that damn video, and I hope when it comes up, you're wearing a damn crop top. I want to see a little skin. Where the older women, you got to think of your don't just think of your millennial target audience. Think about the oldies but goodies. We want to see crop tops and Daisy Duke shorts. Maybe that would
be what, Duke. We're gonna come out to L.A. to film it and get you up in there with us.
That's right.
Well, you better do something, because I would add the excitement and entertainment, at least a fun factor up in there. You got to do that for sure.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
All
we
right,
love the energy. We'll give you a couple Snickers bars and let you loose.
With those freaking Snickers bars, I'm telling you, that's what gets me going. I don't know. Some people have a sex addiction, a gambling addiction, a clothes addiction. Hook me up with some Snickers, and you are going to get it. No, you're not going to get it. You're going to get it, like, you know, the excitement and the adventure.
Gonna get the energy. I hear you. I got you.
Let's move it on, boys. I'm married now. Now, let me ask you, how have you, I understand that very exciting news, I don't know if recently, again, my information may be a little old, but I had that you recently signed a deal with Star One Records, and is that right, or have you been with them, or?
Yeah, we started working with Star One Entertainment, you know, Laura Patterson and Michael. Geez, that must have been in late May or early June when we started, you know, getting together with them, and it's been great. They've made a lot of connects, you know, with shows like yours, and just kind of helping us get ourselves out there. It's gone really well, and they push us out to some FM platforms and some internet radio platforms. So, you know, the spins have been great, and the exposure has been great. So we're really happy to be working with them.
Oh, are you talking about Michael Stover? Michael Stover is part of Star One Records. It's his record.
He might be a consultant, but yeah, you know, when we signed down with Star One, you know, I think Michael was part of the package. So he does a lot of the, you know, a lot of the connects with shows like yours, and he's been real good.
Oh, I love Michael Stover. I love this man. I swear he brings me some of the top country music stars. Oh, I love him. I love him. Like he's a great guy. I mean, one of the things that you've been very fortunate if Michael is your first manager, because I have lots of friends who are obviously in the business, and they say they don't get return emails. They don't get return phone calls. They don't get, the managers don't follow up on things. And let me tell you, you're not going to get that with Michael. He is so professional. I think this man sits by the phone 24 hours a day and waits for a text. This guy is ready.
He's on point.
He's got it hooked up. I love this guy. Okay.
No doubt.
So let me ask for people who have not gotten to your level yet and may want to know this. What does it mean for a musician to be signed to a record label? Like, how does it help your career? How do you get to the point where a record label actually wants to sign you?
You know, this is Teej here, Priscilla. It kind of starts, you know, you kind of, the way it is now, you know, I think back in the day, you could kind of show up with a demo tape and labels would invest a lot of time and money into you to kind of develop you. But I think nowadays you kind of got to have a certain level of sound. So I think, you know, having a good sound and going to them with something that's already polished and they can hear it and realize, okay, this sounds good enough that it doesn't need anything. We can push it right from here.
Yeah.
I think nowadays, you know, having a polished product, you know, get you, you know, really steps ahead of everybody else that's just in development, you know?
That is so true. And I'm so glad that you said
it. You do it. We do it at home, you know. We got a studio in JV's house, and you know, we do a lot of the recording and the mix downs there. And by the time you get it to a record label to hear, it's so polished and it's already ready for radio. So they don't need to invest much in the music side. They can save that money and push more of the promotion side.
And you know that I am so glad you said that, because he couldn't be more right, people. Let me tell you, I have friends that work in the on the distribution side, and they say, this is like legit information, they will say, if people come to them and they are trying to decide, so let's just say same level of talent, right? Same level of talent. What they're going to look at first is who comes with the full package. The first thing they're going to look at, and I'm just telling you now, is your social media followers. They want to know how many people you bring with you that is going to pump up the sales, because they want you to come with your own fan base. They don't want to do shit for you these days. Before, they would be fronting a bunch of money. They take big losses on it a lot of the time. So they've repackaged, retooled, so that you have to go out and prove that you want to do it. And you have to come with them with the finished product. And that's how they're going to choose you. One of the factors is that will help you get signed with a record label. You got to work on social media heavy. And a lot of artists, I know a lot of singer-songwriters, they want to focus on the music. And that, of course, is what it's all about. But if you don't want to do the business side and do social media, you better have somebody on your team who does it, because this is very important. You can't sit and play in your garage anymore and hope that a dog walker is going to discover you. You know, you can't do it, right? So get your package together. Now, I'm excited. We are going to come back and get more business tips from Tej and JV and Tej. I swear I got to practice that. That's a tongue twister for me. But we want to hear, I have been waiting to hear this song. Oh, my God. Oh, so
yeah.
We are going to play this song. I'm telling you, girls, it get your spike stilettos on now, and you are going to be dancing around, because this song is going to really, really get you going. It is a fantastic song. It has a great beat. I love it, love it, love it. It is called Turn It Up.
Turn It Up.
Bye. Let's listen to Turn It Up by JV and Tej. Hit it, Ronan.
Temp in Phoenix, I burn it up like a bad boy remix. I get down for no reason, but these crowds come around when I'm speaking. 8 times down, 9 times rising. This feeling right here, no describing. Nothing better than the whole crew vibing. Nothing better than your whole crew wildin'. Raise up your score like you're running with the rebels. Blaze up the floor while we sipping on some keto. Grind every day, see the sparks from the metal. You know my level gets hotter than the devil. Yeah, and we get no sleep. Cats rolling up in they brand new Jeeps. We in the bar with about 20 deep. Shut the shit down, take the party to the streets. Yeah, take the party to the streets. Yeah, take the party to the streets.
Turn it up.
Got your whole party moving. New vibe with some old school fused in. We go live and the whole city tunes in. Turn it up till the cops shut it down. I'll grab
grab the mic, move the party cross town. $5 for a cup, fill it up with some Crown. Heads tip back till the room spins around. Blow your speaker, number one hit. Break the internet like Kanye and Kim. This here is work, believe me. Great ones just made it look easy. Fake ones never made it past your EP. Rhyme Remix, looking for the 15. Not me, wanna be a nominee for an AMA, Moon Man, a Grammy. Turn me up for the hook. Turn it up for the hook.
Turn it up. And just get crazy. No doubt gonna shut this down. So grab another round of shots for the ladies. Ain't no better time than right now. Records got me spinning right now. Yeah. This one is for the crowd. If the hometown wanna get down, just turn it up.
Are you ready for this, boys? That song, yes. Turn It Up, it's going on my playlist.
Yeah, I like that.
I swear, it's going to be the, it's those, and let me just, let me hit you with this. I think those beats are fresh, right?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Is that what they say? The millennials say those beats are fresh, right? Is that a
thing?
To
yeah, no.
Hot.
You're getting the slang down. You're getting it down.
No, but seriously, I really, you know, I will be honest with you. I'm not a person that's really moved by, obviously, country or really rap. Now, I did love Salt and Pepper back in the day. Yo, 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 baby, pop, come here. Remember that song? And give me a...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yo, yo. And so I love that, and I like Funky Cold Medina. So that's the closest thing to rap that I've liked.
Tone Loke. Was that a Tone Loke reference?
Yes, it is. Oh my God, you guys are too young to be knowing Funky Cold Medina shit. What's going on?
We grew up in the golden era of hip hop, man.
Yeah, you know that.
Tone Loke was part of that. He was a little earlier, but he was on the cusp of what we knew for sure.
Oh my God, I love
Funky Cold Medina.
So I went looking for that shit back in the day. I'm like going in the liquor store saying, yeah, I'd like some Funky Cold Medina and a bottle of Boone's Farm. <You know? laughs> They're like, we don't sell any Funky Cold Medina. That's not a real thing. I'm like, All right, I'll just stick with my marijuana then. All right, see you later. No, just kidding. No. All right, so I understand that you guys are on all platforms. So if we want to buy this song, where are we going to go? Obviously, it's on iTunes, right? Where is it? Where
can
we buy iTunes?
This is JB. It's on iTunes, Google Play, Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube. You can go everywhere and Amazon to it. Yeah, Amazon Music.
Wow.
It's on Groove. It's on Deezer. You know, you try not to find it. Yeah. It's on everything possible.
Wow. Oh, my God. So I guess this is what, going back to what we were saying, because so many people, they're torn. I've talked to a lot of musicians, and they said, you know what? I want to be an independent artist. I want to start up my own label. I want to do my own thing. And I'm, yeah, that's great, because they're a little discouraged with record labels. But one of the plus things, and I'll let you answer that question, what does... Obviously, you're on all these music platforms, and you didn't personally do it yourself. Is this what being with a record label does for musicians these days. Because going back to what we said, you got to do basically everything. You got to be like the singer, the songwriter, the business person, the accounting person. You got to do everything, the graphic artist, all that. What does a record label do for musicians these days if everybody comes packaged? What do they do?
Well, you know, the record label is really about the connections. You know, to be honest with you, how would we have known Priscilla, you know, without the connection of Star One Entertainment? They, you know, we know about you, but how could we have gotten on your show? It's those relationships and those connects that they'd have is what really kind of rounds out the package. Listen, you know, you can get your music out there. There are services that, you know, you can pay for that'll get your music on iTunes and they'll get it on Apple Music. But you know what? You can put your music on every platform that exists, but if nobody listens to it and nobody knows to go and look for it, you know, how much does that really help you? So the record label really helps us get out to the people that are listening by getting on shows like yours and using those networks that they've established over time.
Absolutely. And now you got to get them working on getting you on BET and MTV. Come on now. Put the
yes.
work.
No doubt.
Tell them. It's about time.
Tell everybody you know.
Let them know that you love the song and you want it everywhere.
Well, you know what I'm going to do for you boys? I love this song so much. Now, I never make promises that I can't keep. Ever. Never, ever. You know, East Coast, we don't do that shit. So
right.
I'm going to send that song. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm going to send that song over to my friend, Narada Michael Walden. Now, if you guys know music, you know he produced Whitney Houston, Aretha Franklin, Mariah Carey. I mean, just Google him. You better know who this man is. But anyway, he's huge. And I think that, I mean, I don't know what he's doing these days. I haven't talked to him in about a year or two. But I am going to send that song over because he loves that type of music. He loves all music. But I don't know. Maybe he can help you guys. I don't know. I have no idea. I can't make promises. But I will promise you that I'm going to say, hey, I had these two guys on my show, and you got to check out the song. I think that they're really together, and they've got their heads on straight, and they know business. So I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it for you. I don't know what's going to happen.
You. Yeah, that's
cool. So make sure you send me an email, though, because the minute I get off this phone with you guys, I might forget about it because I got a million things to do. So please send me a personal email or have Michael send it, but remind me to do it because I will do it. And I just have to be reminded because I'm doing my fingernails while I'm talking to you because, you know, I multitask. So I can't write it down right now. I can't write it down, but please do.
That's all right. You'll be hearing from us, Priscilla. Don't worry about a thing.
And you guys come here. You better look me up because I would love to get you over at Rockwell. Rockwell is I don't know if you're familiar with in LA. If you come here and you want your music seen, you come to a place called Rockwell. That's where all the bands play. So, I mean, yeah, there's Whiskey and Go-Go, White Viper Room, there's the traditional ones, but Rockwell is the hottest thing right now in LA, and I got a connection over there. So let me know when you guys
are
ready.
We'll tear it up.
LA tour. Very lastly, because we got 5 minutes, I want to know, I think it's so great that you guys do a percentage of your proceeds for the charity. Tell me why this charity, and did you do that to be because you're charitable people, or sometimes record labels are like, oh, you'll look better, you know, if you donate a portion of your proceeds to the charity. So of course you're not going to admit it, but but you know, why did you decide this particular charity?
This charity, you know, is a backpack program at a local school district, Schenectady City Schools, and we wanted to do this for a long time, and you know, this was our idea. This came from us because no matter what happens and what we do, we're always going to be around here, and we want to make sure we give back to the people in this area, especially kids. And there's kids in our community that go home after school, you know, after they had their lunch program card where they had a meal, but they'll go home on a Friday and they won't have enough food or any food till they get back to school on Monday and have their breakfast program or their lunch program. So we want to do everything we can to make sure we help out with that program. The backpack program fills a bag of food for the kids, granola bars, cereal or you know, whatever they can bring home, things like that, so that they have food throughout the weekend. If their parents aren't around, or maybe their parents just don't have the money to be able to take care of 2, 3, 4 kids in the house, whatever the situation is. But we really wanted to get involved in that. And we actually went down and not just donating money, we went down and helped fill the bags for the kids and spent, you know.
We packed the bags.
Yeah, packed the bags up to ship them out to those kids, those schools. And, you know, whether we're doing music or not, that's something that we're going to do regardless if we ever stop doing this, which isn't going to happen. But we would still do it. Something that we believe in. So.
And, you know, and Priscilla, we were doing it long before we ever met Star One Entertainment. You know, we were doing it on our own as JV and Teej. So that's just something that just came along with what we're doing.
Oh, I love to hear that. I knew you boys were too good to be true, and I thought you were. I'm like, they can't be, and you are. You're all that in a Snicker bar, in my book, and that's big.
All that is some wild turkey.
yes, my wild turkey. Don't leave my wild turkey out.
Hell yeah.
Well, I couldn't do this radio show for 9 years. I have moved on to wild turkey. I used to drink sweet tea. Now I moved on to wild turkey. God knows what I'm going to be like in 15 more years. Okay, so question. This is called the City Mission Backpack Program. But what city are you referring to? Is this a national charity organization, or is this just in a specific city in New York?
Well, you know, the one that we're a part of is the City Mission in Schenectady, New York. It's upstate New York, just outside the capital of Albany, and that's our community. That's where we came from. So that is, you know, I know there's city missions all over the country, but this, what we donate to, is specifically for the community that JV and I are part of.
Okay, so if somebody wanted to go and check it out, do you know the website address? I mean, I know you probably won't, but if they typed
in, they could just
City Mission Backpack.
You want to know what you do? The best thing they could do is on our website, stayfreshrecords.com, we have the Music on a Mission program, and you can see, you know, what it costs to pack a bag and how far that gets a kid. You know, I think, what is it? It's $250. We'll give a backpack to a kid every weekend for a year. So it breaks down the statistics, and you can connect right through our page.
Oh, my God. So do the kids get this at the school, or do they have to go to a separate location, or they can't walk up and get their own backpack, can they? Or does a parent have to be there? Or what if a parent, you know, you got some deadbeat parents.
Teachers.
The teachers
have them and give them to the kids as they leave on a Friday afternoon.
You mean they just give them out to everybody?
Yep, they give them out to the kids in the specific classes at the elementary level right now. Yeah,
focus at the elementary level. I am donating. Okay, so if we go to your website, your personal website is stayfreshrecords.com. That's you, JV, and Teej, which is separate from the Star One .com, because that's the record label you're with, right?
Correct. Yeah, okay, so that was the site that was set up before we had met Star One Entertainment.
Okay, great. I'm glad you have your own website. So, hey, I was putting out StarOneEnt.com, but please check out their direct website, which is StayFreshRecords.com. Oh my gosh, when I say stay fresh, right? What am I thinking? I'm thinking Jersey Shore up in here, because I am obsessed with reality TV, and I'm all about GTL. What is that?
Gym Tan Laundry.
Yes, thank you. Yes.
Gym Tan Laundry.
Every day the boys said they had to be staying fresh. They had to be looking fresh.
That's right.
They had to do their gym tan laundry. I'm so excited.
That's right. And listen, and we got the music that helps you, man. We got the whole album. The Stay Fresh album helps you do it.
Stay Fresh record. So right now, how many songs can we buy from you? We've got Turn It Up, and you got four.
Yep.
Four is ready. You can purchase four as well.
Five. Yeah, the new EP is titled Five, but totally
Sorry.
We got 16.
Oh, my God, did I say that? You know why I said that, right? Because Zayn Malik from One Direction just put out an album. It's called Four, and I just read about him, and that's why I said that.
Oh, no, so kidding.
You're like five.
When we went up, then we called our five.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
So if you go, like, I think anything that you listen to music on, you'll have our previous project, which came out last year, was called Stay Fresh, the JV and Teej project. That had 9 on it. Then we came out with a single in the summertime called Windows Down, which I'm sure you would love Windows Down. And then we got the EP 5. So you got 15 songs out there by JV and Teej that you could find.
Son of a bitch. I'm going right now, stayfreshrecords.com or wherever records are sold. You boys have to come back on my show next time because I want to hear about the music video. We can promote the music video and we can promote the update for all of your songs. So next year, you know, have Michael contact me or you guys contact me direct, however you want to do it. And let's get you booked for next year. And then when you come out, when you're ready to come out to LA, give me a couple months notice to like make arrangements and we'll get down to Funky Town, boys.
Yeah, let's hit that venue up that you were talking about. Absolutely. So we're down. We'll be in touch for sure. It'd be great. We'll be happy to be back.
All right, so we will say goodbye to your fans.
Well, thanks for having us, Priscilla. It's been great. And, you know, anybody that wants to check us out, please do so. We hope you enjoy the music. We're making music that we love, and we hope you enjoy it as well. Thanks, Priscilla.
Thank you, Priscilla. You are welcome, my love. StayFreshRecords.com. Staying fresh. Bye.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.